Even the woodland songbirds did not serenade dawn's light within sound of the big blind snake. Ballas had not rested or slept that night. The pains in his head were starting once more. When he found another stream, he would repeat the treatment of immersing his head in cold running water. It was the only thing which gave him temporary relief. Meanwhile, he was obsessed with one goal, revenge upon his enemy. Corvus Scare was the cause of all his miseries. Therefore, he must pay the price. The revenge of the giant adder was a fearsome thing to behold. Vugri knew this only too well, though the biggest shock to the Raven White was that he was still alive, a living captive of the most deadly creature in all Mossflower. Ballas had merely stunned him when he struck. The snake delivered not a bite, but a driving snout butt. When Vugri came to his senses, he made a painful discovery. One of his wings was broken, hanging uselessly at his side. He lay in frozen horror, staring into the sightless eyes of his captor. Ballas reared. Striking like lightning, the Raven White managed a croaking gasp as he gaped into the open mouth hovering over him. Beads of venom pulsed into the fang glands, and a forked tongue touched Vugri's eyeball, almost caressingly. He smelt the sickly, sweet snake odor of death surrounding his head, and heard the sibilant voice.
Life is sweet. You wish to live?
Vugri heard himself give a breathless sob.
Yes.
He ignored the twinging spasms from his broken wing, feeling the snake butting his back with a blunt snout, urging him to rise. Ballas issued him instructions.
You will obey me.
With his heart beating almost in his throat, Vugri replied.
Yes, I will obey you.
The snout of Ballas began driving him forward.
You will not try to escape. You will take me to Corvus Skr. Repeat that to show me you understand the words of Balis.
Vugri complied, though it took him some time to stammer out the instructions.